Earth, Sky.
Soon after the 9/11 terrorist attack of 2001 in the U.S., letters stuffed with deadly anthrax spores were mailed to media offices and to two U.S. senators, which killed 5 people and infected 17. The main suspect was a U.S. Army anthrax researcher, Bruce Ivins, who committed suicide in 2008 before he was tried. Now in early 2011, the National Research Council released a study on the science used in the anthrax investigation by the FBI.
The overarching finding is that it's not possible to reach a definitive conclusion about the origins of the bee anthracis in the mailings based on the scientific evidence alone.
Bee anthracis is the anthrax strain in the letters, and that's Dr. Alice Gast, a chemical engineer and chair of the NRC committee that analyzed evidence of the anthrax in the letters and the anthrax in Dr. Ivins' lab.
In some sense, it raises the fact that you can't make an absolute link between those samples because of the fact that bee anthracis readily forms various mutations of this type.
In other words, even though the anthrax spores in the letters match samples from the suspect's lab, that match could just have been a coincidence or a mutation of the anthrax strain, and not necessarily proof one came from the other. More on our website, Earth Sky's a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.